field. Makes a man miss in the open field. What a move by McCaffrey. He's got blockers. 10, 5. He waltzes in for a touchdown.
Now, let's break it all down with Mad Dog and Gary Danielson.
Yes, we look forward to this every week. Gary D, of course, had the Alabama-Auburn game. Namath came up to the booth with Vern. We'll get to that a little later on. And he says hello. Gary, welcome. How are you today, pal? Okay?
I'm doing great. I'm still on a bit of a high from the weekend. It was a great, it was a fun weekend.
Oh, it was. Now, let's get to the basics. Let's do the, I'm going to get to the spot first. I did not have a major problem with it. I could have gone either way on 4th and 1 with Barrett. Right. I was surprised Meyer went for it. He did. Okay, fine. Good for him. I don't have a major issue one way or the other. Ruled it short, fine. First down, play on. Now, right. Harbaugh's going crazy. What is your take on that spot first? Go ahead.
I think, let's start with Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh is very smart to go crazy. What he's, and I believe what Harbaugh's trying to do is give a message, almost like working the referees to the committee, that his team got screwed, basically. Okay, so when the committee gets in there, if there's any possibility, that meaning that both, and we can get to this, it's all crazy. Okay, it's not the way I would do it, but it's the committee doing it, that if Clemson and Washington lost this weekend, I think he's playing the committee and all of the press that I got screwed, I've got a good football team here, we should have beat Ohio State, because I think he believes Ohio State's in, and I think it's a good strategy by Harbaugh.
All right. Number one. All right, that's number one. How about the spot itself?
It was a John Madden spot. If the official was left-footed, it would have been it's a first down. If he's right-footed, Michigan wins the game.
So you don't have a major problem with it one way or the other.
Hairline, and you can't, you know, now if that had been on the goal line, just a little bit of inside here, the cameras, the ESPN guys would have had a camera right down the line. But the way that game's happening, you can't inch your cameras to the first down marker. It just takes too much to get them aligned perfectly. So they're kind of have an angle, and it's like the strike zone in baseball, you know, because since the camera's not exactly behind the pitcher, it always looks a little bit off, so you got to go with the call.
All right, I'm with you on that. Now, overall, I have a theme on a game which I'll give you, but let me hear your thoughts on the officiating. Were they, did Michigan get rooked on the hook?
I did not like the overtime interference call at all. I thought Michigan got a little bit on that, but they also had the lead in that game, and I thought they called the dogs off a little bit. I thought they had Ohio State. They got a little bit soft. I thought the only way, and remember, I'm getting ready for a game.
Yeah, no, you're concentrating on your own game. I understand.
Exactly. Right. I just thought why they didn't come after him a little bit more at the end. Allowing JT Barrett to run the ball was their only offense, I thought. And I thought they let off the gas just a little bit, and it cost them.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, and I'll see if you agree. When your quarterback, and he stunk in the game, when your quarterback throws a pick six, when your quarterback at 17-7 throws another horrendous pass that ends up with another Ohio State touchdown, and your quarterback fumbles the snap. Now, they got this one back, but at the time you didn't know. When your quarterback fumbles the snap going in at the one-yard line, that's three big situations. I cannot argue about officiating in that sort of situation.
No, I agree, but that's Jimmy. Come on, you know Jimmy. He's like Mike Ditka, you know, Bo. That's you get all the good from Jimmy Harbaugh, you got to take some of the bad. And that's just some of the bad. You know, I mean, is there any logic behind it? Is there any logic, him wearing khaki pants? I mean, it's just Jimmy. I love the guy. He's a
very quirky guy.
He's very quirky, and I don't know. Here's another one. I don't know. I predicted this kind of off-the-record prediction. I don't know for sure, obviously. But I don't think he's a long-term coach anywhere.
I agree with that. He will be at Michigan for a little while longer. He'll be back in the NFL. I completely agree with that.
And then when he gets that job, he'll jump to another job. You know, he's a three to six-year coach.
I agree with that. I agree. Were you surprised that Meyer went for it on fourth down in overtime?
Not really. I think he thought his team was reeling. He had a chance to put the game away. You know, Urban, I've covered him a long time. He chases momentum. That's why he thought the game was going against them. He went with the fake punt. He always believes that he can grab a call. He did the same thing in the SEC championship game. It worked for him in the SEC championship game. He always feels that, you know, he's the captain of the ship, and if he thinks the ship is not going in the right direction, he needs to do something to get it going. So I think that, you know, it's not out of whack for him to try to do
that. All right. Now, this is just me. I have trouble. I know how great a coach he is. Don't get me wrong. But I have trouble embracing Meyer. I know Harbaugh's quirky, so we explained that one. I have trouble embracing Meyer. I mean, I think to the big media guys, I like yourself. Yeah, he give everything you want. To the little guy, he would completely blow off. I think he's a little bit of a, I'm just not a big fan. I have that read wrong, or do I have that read right?
I'm not very close with any coach. I don't accept even lunches from universities. I won't go out to dinner. I don't like to get close to the coaches.
Well, you should. Yeah, good job on your part. You don't want to get to be buddies with any of these guys, then
no,
you got to rip them out.
I made one mistake early in my career. Barry Alvarez, you know, he was building that squad. He's a really energetic, you know, great guy. And, you know, we went over to his house and, you know, and I guess it felt to him like we were buddies. And then I said something and he was put off, and I'm not saying I was 100% right. I might have been a little wrong, but I said it and he was like, hey, you're being disloyal. And I was like, whoa, that's the end of that. I can't do that anymore.
So no comment on Meyer. Okay, fair. Let me ask you this way.
I'll tell you what.
Is he cooperative for you? Is he cooperative to deal with?
Yes, but he will use anything available to motivate his team, even taking a quote that he knows isn't correct and burning anybody to help his team. And he even told me of one he did, that he knew the quote, the guy didn't say it, but it helped his team, and he used it.
All right, so that's where it comes from. All right, number two, I'm going to give you a big...
I'll give you one more example.
Yeah, please, I'm interested. Go ahead.
Tim Tebow, right, their Heisman Trophy guy, had a bad back, and I think Vern asked him, did Tebow practice Thursday? We were there Friday, and he goes, I don't know, I don't even remember. Then he turned around and asked yesterday, did Tim take place? And I was just like, right, you don't even know that you're starting.
Yeah, come on.
And that's fine. I like him for that, because that's what he is. I mean, I don't judge how coaches run their team.
All right, that's good. Good answer there. All right, number two, they have a major problem here. Forget who's going to make the NCAA. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yes.
The other issue is that they have made these conference championship games completely obsolete. Ohio State was doing handstands that they didn't have to play Wisconsin this week. They didn't want to play that game.
Doesn't make any sense, does it? Michigan has to win two games to control their own destiny. One of them being at Ohio State, and then the next they have to go and beat Wisconsin, where Ohio State only has to win at home, and they're in. Didn't make any sense to me.
And Clemson doesn't want to have to play Virginia Tech, and he never admit it, and I hate to say this to you because it hurts your game, and I love you. You know that. Alabama doesn't need this game against Florida, for crying out loud.
Well, and if it was an NFL game, some NFL coaches might consider resting their quarterback, not getting them hurt. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
So how do we solve the problem?
Well, they have to solve the problem by following the intent of the compromise. Let's go back here. This all happened as a result of going to four teams to 2011. And I've told this to his face, so I'm not speaking behind his back. Les Miles made the biggest mistake of his life. After he beat Alabama at Alabama in that 9-6 game of the century when there are 45 NFL players on the field.
Wow.
He stood there afterwards and told Tracy Wolfson, I'd be proud to play Alabama again. And he thought he was protecting the conference. That got that rematch I believe it should have been Oklahoma State in that football game. And the rest of the country went crazy. Okay? And rightly so, there became a four-man playoff. Now, this was almost like the four-team playoff. There was an argument. Okay? Ironically, person heading up the argument, call it the House of Representatives argument, that championships should be the only way to get into the championship. So Jim Delaney's argument was, if you win your conference championship and you're a top 10 team, you're in automatically. Okay? he led that contingent, Jim Delaney.
Now he's on the other. Now he's on the other side of it. Yes.
Go ahead. Well, yes, he. That's true. On the other side of the argument was Mike Sly, the commissioner of the SEC, who was holding back the cards and saying, "Wait a second, we got the best conference here. We have to have the ability to get our second team in." And rightly so. He said, what happens if one year Michigan and Ohio State are the two best teams? What if it's Texas and Oklahoma and they have a great game? So there has to be the way that you can leapfrog the champions. So the intent and the wording, the way I read it, and I think the way it was originally put in, was four champions of the five power conferences will play for the championship. As long as they're in the top, you know, as long as it's reasonable, you're a top 10 team, not a huge upset with a 6-5 team. If you're a reasonable team, by the way, like Penn State or Wisconsin.
Correct.
Reasonable representative.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You're in, and then they put the out for the committee. Unless unequivocally there is a team that's better than the worst champion, they can sneak in. You look at the fourth place team, you can leapfrog. No one ever intended, and believe me about this, no one ever intended that you would ignore the champion of the conference and flip in the second or third team from the conference and not put your own champion in. That was never intended here, and I dare this committee to do it.
Well, so, as a result, you think that we will have Ohio State, Alabama.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, that's right. You think the winner of the pact of the Penn State Wisconsin game
is in.
And not Ohio State.
I think the Ohio State needs the committee. I think the Ohio State is the fourth team in. And that means
Washington's not going to make it then.
Well, that's where the committee is going to have to look the country into the eye and say, we know better than the champion than Washington. They're going to have to look at Washington or Clemson. It's going to be one of those two, okay, in my mind. I cannot see them saying, nice game, Wisconsin and Penn State. You know, really happy that you're the Big Ten champions, but we know better than what happened on the field. What do we have? Let me ask you this. If they do that, Alabama's going to be in every year. How can they not be in? Of course they have the best players. We know who the teams have the best players. The teams with the best players are USC, Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Florida State. They win the eyeball test every year, okay? And if they do that, why play these championships?
Well, that's the scenario that they have found themselves in.
Correct.
Washington, Colorado's not a bad team. You've been praising them all year.
Yep.
I watched the game against Utah. They got their quarterback.
They lost to Michigan at Michigan.
They were winning in the third quarter.
They lost their quarterback.
Oh, he didn't play in the second half of that game?
Yes.
Not a major problem. Okay, that's a good point. And he's pretty good. He's not bad. He's a good player.
And you look at those kids. This is all nice and cute for TV and everything. You go into that Colorado or Washington locker room and tell them, you know, the talking heads think you guys are just not good enough. I know you won the championship, but you're just not good enough.
Listen, this is what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to put Washington in, providing everybody wins, Washington in, Clemson in, Ohio State in, and Alabama in. You think that they will put the winner of Wisconsin-Penn State.
And then either Clemson or Washington is out.
You think Ohio State's definitely going to get in?
I wouldn't do it.
Because they lost head-to-head.
No, they lost the wrong game. There is some irony here. I am not... Listen, everybody knows Ohio State's one of the top... I'm going to say top five teams, okay? Just to cover myself. But it's a very ironic this year. And look, does anybody in New York believe the New York Giants are better than the New England Patriots?
No, no.
That year they won the Super
Bowl? No, definitely not. Although they did have a better defensive line, but no.
The best team doesn't win the championship, correct?
Not all the time, correct.
All right. So the irony here is there's two ways to determine who the top four is, okay? You can do the best team look, and I think if you look at Ohio State, you got to say, yeah, they're one of the four best teams. And then the other irony is they have the best resume. They've gotten wins over, I think, four top 25 teams, okay?
And two of which are on the road, Wisconsin and Oklahoma.
That's exactly right. Here's what I say. You lost the wrong game. That's life. I'm sorry. You lost the wrong game. If you would have lost to Oklahoma, Michigan State, or even Wisconsin, you're still in there. But you lost the game that determined who the champion was in your conference. And in my mind, conference championship to why, matter or why play it?
Well, I think that's the dilemma. I think what they do, first off, Washington's going to go nuts.
Yeah.
If somehow, some way, they take a two-loss Wisconsin-Penn State team over them. That's the first. And they're right. And they're right to go nuts on that.
Yes.
Hold on now. We won our conference. We lost once. Penn State won their conference, and they lost twice. And we don't go, and they do? That's not fair. And they're 100% right. So that's the first dilemma. And the second dilemma is, if Washington-Clemson win and Penn State or Wisconsin wins, how, especially if it's Penn State, how do you not take Penn State when they beat host, when they beat Ohio State head-to-head?
So isn't that ironic? So if Penn State wins, okay, Ohio State's out.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I think what I disagree with you on that, and you know much more than me.
I don't know this. No. This is uncharted. What? This nobody knows. Come on.
I mean, I know they tell me they have 13 guys and everything else. How is this going to work? How's this going to work next Sunday? Let me hear.
I have no. Here's another one. Barry Alvarez is on the committee. Where do you think he's going to stand?
Big Ten.
He has to recuse himself when it's time for Wisconsin to argue. So who argues for Wisconsin? Jim Delaney just said when they asked him about champions, hey, don't ask me. I'm a bit confused here of what happens. And I just think, you know, there was a scenario. I watched the guys on Fox. They did a nice little pretend committee. And they projected that if Washington loses, that Michigan and Ohio State will go over Wisconsin and Penn State.
I don't see that.
Just the fact that it's even being considered is almost laughable in my mind.
If everybody wins, I think they're going to take Ohio State, Washington, Clemson, and we know Alabama. That's what I think. I think they're going to tell Wisconsin and Penn State, you guys have lost two games.
You know what the preseason top four was this year?
Go ahead.
Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, Ohio State.
Wow. Watch Michigan.
And you know, and here's another little factor. I mean, we're almost to the point now, and I know you're right. I'm just trying to give. I've been doing this, and I probably told you this, Chris. I did the 2001 Colorado Nebraska Big 12 championship.
62-21, whatever the phone was.
And then Nebraska went.
Yeah, Eric Crouch. Yeah.
And I did the game, the national championship, and I said Nebraska didn't belong. I did. With Brent, the 2003 Kansas State-Oklahoma game, when Darren Sproles goat rodeoed him, and Oklahoma went, okay? I was in the middle of the Michigan-Ohio State argument when everybody in the country said, listen, you guys, everybody else, we know Michigan-Ohio State are the two best teams. Nobody else even deserves playing these guys. And I said, come on, Florida won their championship. They deserve it. And what happened? Florida won the game.
Right. You know. By the way, one last thing. How did you get from Columbia to Tuscaloosa in 24 hours?
Well, I have to thank Mr. McManus for that.
Private plane?
Yes.
I love you, Scott. I love you.
I wrote him a thank you note.
I'll talk to you next Monday. Good job today,
right,
pal.
Thank you.
Gary D., we continue here on Mad Dog Unleashed. Don't